If you're a parent, teacher, or school leader, and you're sick and tired of the frustration, anger, and unfair treatment of children at high risk in our public schools, then perhaps it's time for all of us to do something about it. In this podcast, Dr. Amitra Berry brings you tips, tools, strategies, and tactics to build successful solutions while touching, moving, and inspiring all of us to transform our schools so that every child thrives. Here's your host, Dr. Berry.
Welcome back, Equity Warriors, and thanks for tuning in to another episode focused on the intersection of education and politics here on the 3E Podcast. You may remember back in September, I did an episode on Texas Senate Bill 763, what we commonly refer to as the Chaplain Law. And that established that public schools across the state of Texas could have chaplains to provide counseling services for students. Now, the paper, the Austin American Statesman, characterized the law as an attempt to push a particular kind of Christianity in our schools, and schools that should be supportive and welcoming to all our students. And this is important because America is a religiously pluralistic society. The founders set it up that way. They wanted it that way. So who are we in America when it comes to religion? We are 70% Christian. We are a mix between evangelicals, mainline Protestants, Black Protestants, Catholics, Mormons, Orthodox Christians, Jehovah's Witnesses, and many more. On the non-Christian lane, or in the non-Christian lane, we have Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, and other world religions and faiths. 22.8% of Americans are non-religious. They are atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. And there's a small fraction, a little less than 1%, who just don't know. They don't know if they believe or what they believe. So the law, the Chaplain Law in Texas, had some other issues aside from this flagrant disregard of personal and religious freedoms. The law required that those chaplains have, or did not require the chaplains to have any training whatsoever, no training in working with children, no training in working with children of diversity, with children from different religions. It required no certification, nothing that says that you have had the background or the instruction to be supportive of children. Teachers have to have a certificate. School counselors have to have a certificate. Administrators have to have certificates. So why would we bring people into schools to counsel children that have no certification? There were no standards for accommodating students from a wide range of faiths, that list that I just gave you. And on top of that, there was no prohibition, or is no, because the law is still in effect, there's no prohibition on proselytizing. And as I say that word, I think of a friend who would tell me, stop using those $5 words. So there was no prohibition on attempting, on these chaplains attempting to convert children to their faith with no consideration given whatsoever to the family's desires or beliefs. The law has no requirement for parental consent. What the law did require was that every school board in the state, in more than 1,000 Texas school districts, like 1,120 school districts in Texas, something like that, add to that all of the charter schools as well, any publicly funded school had to take a record vote during a school board meeting, in public meeting, a record vote on whether or not they would bring in religious chaplains, and they had to report that vote to the state. That vote had to take place by March 1st. You want to know how that turned out? Epic fail. Talk about egg on your face, state legislator who came up with that crazy bill, those who voted for it, and the governor as well, who signed it. Big backfire on all the proponents of having chaplains in school, thanks to SB 763. Now, according to the Baptist Joint Committee for Religious Liberty, the 25 largest school districts in Texas, now those 25 largest districts account for a third of the students in the state. Those districts all voted against creating chaplain programs under SB 763. All of them. And while I can't find, there doesn't seem to be any centralized reporting. There's not a website you can go on and click and see how each school district voted. At least if there is something, it's not public. And I don't have a team of researchers that control board meetings of 1,100 plus school districts. But if you have the detail on that, why don't you forward it to me? So there's no centralized reporting. I've got to compile information from various reporting services. But what we do know that is even in districts that were traditionally or are traditionally conservative areas, even they voted not to bring in chaplains. And you want to know who else said it was a bad idea? Hundreds of clergy members from around the state. These members of the clergy went to school board meetings and spoke against creating chaplain programs in schools. The clergy didn't even want it. And what they did gave cover to school board members, those elected officials, to do what was right for all children. And by the way, if you are a school board member and you'd like to come on the show and talk about this, shoot me an email. I would love to have you on and have a good, solid, open, critical, crucial conversation with you. And now here's the thing. This isn't over. Because I got to ask you, where else do you expect to see this type of legislation pop up? And if you're thanking Florida, you get a gold star. Yeah, Texas Governor's BFF, Florida Governor, Mr. High Heels DeSantis. In Florida, they are looking at SB 1044, House Bill 931. Matter of fact, it's already passed the House. And as of the time of this recording, it is in the Senate on calendar for a third reading. So expect to see that in Florida. There's also legislation pending in Iowa. But here's the really scary part. The Satanic Temple says that it's looking forward to the opportunity. Here's the quote from Penny Mew Gregory, who is the Satanic Temple's Director of Ministry. And this reporting comes from the Tallahassee newspaper. The quote, "Any opportunity that exists for ministers or chaplains in the public sector must not discriminate based on religious affiliation. Our ministers look forward to participating in opportunities to do good in the community, including the opportunities created by this bill, right alongside the clergy of other religions." The Satanic Temple folks, our children are not pawns in this crazy political tug of war. Our children should not be subjected to this kind of malarkey. Y'all know I try not to cuss. The same legislators that won't keep them safe in their classrooms from mass shootings are promoting legislation that would allow all sorts of influences without parental consent. Our children deserve more than that. Our children deserve a high-quality education. They deserve to learn to read, write, think, calculate on grade level. They deserve to have time to be children. They deserve an environment that's free from bullying and racism, sexism, genderism, and all the other isms. Our children need your help. Our children need you to stand up, to speak up, to vote against the people who are putting this nonsense into law. When I say vote like your life depended on it, I'm hoping that you see what's happening in our society as it impacts our children and their lives. I always used to joke that, you know, if we don't do well in school, we have to remember that these children are going to be the people that are leading the country when we get old. I want somebody who can calculate my Social Security payment correctly, right? We have to take care of our children. They are our future. And the more I travel around this world and look at how other countries treat their children, I realize how backwards we are. So vote. Attend a school board meeting. Speak out against stuff like this. Advocate through social media. And then join me again next week. Connect with me on social. I look forward to seeing those invites. Send me your questions, topics, and requests to info@askdrberry.com. And remember, if you're a board member who wants to talk about this topic, I would love to have you on the show. That's info@askdrberry.com. I'll answer your questions. I'll bring you experts. We'll address the topics. And don't worry about the things you cannot change. Change the things you can no longer accept. And I'll see you next time.
That's it for today's episode of the 3E Podcast. Head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in a grand prize drawing to win a $25,000 value private VIP day with Dr. Berry herself. Be sure to head over to 3epodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Dr. Berry's gift. Then join us on the next episode.